The state of Florida is under assault tonight, and the damage is likely to be catastrophic. Hurricane Ian blasted ashore today near Fort Myers on the Gulf Coast and began a slow trek toward the Atlantic. It packed sustained winds of 150 miles an hour and knocked out power to more than a million homes and businesses. John Yang is in Jacksonville, Florida, and begins our coverage.
Early this morning, Hurricane Ian quickly escalated into a near Category 5 storm. Across Florida's Gulf Coast, residents braced for a brutal impact, boarding up businesses and stocking up on supplies and gas. Bruce Henry, a longtime resident of Port Charlotte, had a message for his fellow Floridians.
Don't panic. Use common sense and level head and just do what you got to do.
The massive hurricane slammed on shore this afternoon north of Fort Myers, avoiding a direct hit on the much larger city of Tampa. Forecasters warned that storm surges could reach up to 18 feet across more than 200 miles of the Gulf Coast. The storm is expected to track across the state, dumping as much as 18 inches of rain on areas like Orlando in central Florida and Jacksonville on the Atlantic coast. Ian's outer bands brought flooding even before landfall. More than 2.5 million residents were advised to evacuate. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
And while most people did leave, they had a small number of people that just wanted to hunker down. And at the end of the day, that's a decision they made, knowing that they had the ability to evacuate and knowing what the stakes were. Nevertheless, safety, life safety operations will commence as soon as it's safe to be able to identify people who may be in harm's way and who are in need of assistance.
Tampa resident Renee Correa took the warnings to heart.
I've been here 45 years, and this is the first time I left for a storm. The water just really scared me, and as well as the path. It was very confusing, and I didn't want to risk it.
In Washington, President Biden pledged federal assistance.
I made it clear to the governor and the mayors that the federal government is ready to help in every single way possible. We'll be there to help you clean up and rebuild, to help you get Florida get moving again. And we'll be there at every step of the way. That's my absolute commitment to the people of the state of Florida.
As Ian battered southwest Florida, Cuba struggled to recover after the storm wiped out power across the entire island on Tuesday. Electricity was restored in some areas, but by this afternoon, much of western Cuba was still in the dark, relying on small generators.
I am uninformed. I have no charge on my phone. I have nothing. They took away the electricity, and so far, it has not come back.
In Florida, residents haven't seen a hurricane this strong in decades. All across Florida, shelters like this one in Jacksonville are ready for visitors, stocked with water and snacks, fans to keep things cool, and cots for sleeping. Jacksonville resident Brenda Kinsey and her husband James arrived at this shelter more than 5 hours before it was to open. Do you ever get used to hurricanes?
No. They are all unpredictable. You never get used to it. They say, it might be this, it might be that. But to be on the safe side, everybody should come to a center.
For the millions of people in the storm's path, the impact could be catastrophic and life-changing. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang in Jacksonville, Florida.
For more on Hurricane Ian's trajectory and the risks ahead, let's turn now to Jamie Rome, acting director of the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Jamie Rome, welcome back to the NewsHour. So let's just start with what we know. Where is the storm now? What do we know about its impact? And where is it headed next?
You know, Ian made landfall earlier today here over southwest Florida. So to kind of orient you, here's Boca Grande, Sanibel, Fort Myers, Venice, Sarasota, and Naples. And unfortunately, the early reports that we've gotten, which are limited, are the devastating storm surge that we predicted did in fact unfold.
And tell me a little bit more about that storm surge. Who is seeing it now? How long do you expect it to last?
So we're hearing, so Naples here, which was sort of on the edge of the eye wall, we've got a lot of reports of significant storm surge that pushed several miles inland. They're probably not out of the woods yet, but they've probably sort of hit the top here. And now this area is of Sanibel and Fort Myers. So you can almost envision where these strongest winds are still pushing towards land. They're probably still rising and still expected to experience the worst in the next coming hours.
And when you say significant storm surge, what are we talking?
We haven't seen reports up here in Fort Myers and Sanibel yet, which would have probably gotten the worst surge based off the forecast. But based off what we've seen from Naples, a devastating storm surge, even well removed from the center. So that probably means that it's going to be worst here in Fort Myers once the sun comes up tomorrow.
So we know there's been a lot of focus on that western coast of Florida. What can you tell us about what folks should anticipate seeing in the hours ahead further inland or even on the east coast?
Yeah, that's a great question. And let me shift screens here. I'm sorry. So as the center moves inland, you can see that, let's get to it. Center moves inland, it'll sweep across the central portion of the state right here. Now we got red is hurricane warnings, blue is tropical storm warnings. So you can see this large area of tropical storm force winds impacting almost the entire state of Florida, and then moving off and impacting Georgia and coastal South Carolina. So, I mean, this is going to be a big event, not just for Florida, but also Georgia and South Carolina in the coming days.
Jamie, could anything change the storm's trajectory now? I mean, is there any chance it ends up weakening or moving faster, not causing the level of damage some are predicting?
I think the cake is largely baked on this one in the sense that it is going to impact Central Florida tonight and tomorrow. We are going to have historic rainfalls and flooding over Central Florida, and then it's going to emerge out into the the Atlantic and turn back into the southeast. I would say the only uncertainty left is in this phase of the forecast, whether or not it could regenerate as it moves back over water.
And we're keeping all the folks in Florida in our thoughts, of course. Jamie Rome, acting director of the National Hurricane Center in Miami, with the latest on Hurricane Ian. Thank you.
Thank you.